Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
With any of your children, your thousands of children, did you have a lactation expert following the birth?
As a matter of fact, the for Michael, with Carla, the lactation lady was a fan of the show. I wish I knew her name because she also...
Is it Merle?
It's not Merle. It's not Merle.
It is really dicey when you buy an off-brand filter like that. I looked into it for my liver, and it just...
It was a small one, an implant that you put under your skin.
Also made in China.
Carla and I are in the courtship phase, really, at that particular point.
Still.
Absolutely.
You never stop dating. Dating your loved one, Mike. Everybody knows that.
It's true.
She's always courting. Clinging. Longing. Yearning. Apologizing. There's your show title.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, you notice little things about the show because we've changed some of our elements with the cast of characters changing recently. And I just realized you sneak in a Regis Philbin. Fine. Well, then fine.
That's actually, I worked backwards from Regis for the whole show open. I want to just have that in there.
One of the things that we're doing on the new incarnation of the show, as well as the new platform, which I have to say right off the bat, thanks to the great and powerful Oz, thanks to Carla for just exemplary customer service and letting everybody get through the first day of this, and just getting us up and running again, which is really spectacular. And I think that I owe a debt of gratitude to everybody associated with this. And I also think that our listeners are very squeaky, and that's good because it makes sure that they get what they need. And then I find them very unbelievably supportive after they get what they require. And that's a good thing because it lets us know what we need to do. And then it validates the effort that we put forward. So
who is the squeakiest listener, do you think, if you had to single one out?
It's interesting you ask that, and I'm going to say perhaps, and this is a great segue into introducing our guest for the show today.
Thank you.
Perhaps it is an individual that may have used the name in, I'm going to out him if I do that. I can't do that. Hmm. Let's just say it's an individual our guest might know.
Oh.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Initials
go
M-R.
On.
Oh, M-R.
Ah, yeah.
Rhymes with Burl.
And I'm not even going to assign any pronouns to it. I know that's the hot thing to do right now. But let's just say it's listener MR.
One of the things we're doing on the new show, we're going to have a rotating guest chair. And I was putting together a list. Rob was putting together a list of, people that have been on the show before that we'd love to have again. And this guy came to the top of the list, both of our lists, because we love him, and he's open for us in a live show. He is, I think, really now that James Brown has passed, he is the hardest working man in show business. And you can hear him on periodically on 98 Rock in Baltimore. You can see him at comedy clubs across the country.
You should see him in comedy clubs across the country, because he's great. I'll tell you that right now.
As I was saying, you can see him at comedy clubs across the country, and he's a friend of the show and has been for a good long time. And we welcome Rob Mayer to the show.
Hey, Rob,
it's great to have you.
Thank you, fellas. Anything new with you guys recently?
Not much. Not much. It's been last week was an interesting week. This is a stable week this week where I think everybody
like
has
that.
Kind of settled.
Well, when
into,
you think stable, you think Rob Mayer. Let's get him to
100%. That's
slow
you.
Slow and steady.
That's what you're all about. And you know, I think that there are people that I follow. There are people that I am a fan of. And then there are people like you, Rob Mayer, that I root for And I think I said it to you last time. It's fun for me to watch the comedy career continue to grow and your relationship with the very funny David Koechner and the fact that you guys have really killed it and you just played a sold out houses around the country. This coming weekend, you're going to be up at Ledyard at the Mohegan Sun, a fabulous casino that has taken many, many dollars from me because it's about 40 minutes from my hometown. And back in the day, the Indian casino was, I remember my brother-in-law having a conversation with him because we used to like to go to Atlantic City. And he was down at that point. He was down in D.C. and I was down in D.C. And somehow I got on the phone with him right before we were going home for Thanksgiving. And he said, I have two words for you, Indian casino. And at that time, as we were driving the 40 to 45 minutes from my hometown of Glastonbury, Connecticut, to a town called Ledyard, that's a ye old town name for it.
It does sound like it, yeah.
It was, I, in my mind's eye, this is how long ago it was, envisioned like one of those aluminum warehouses that they have, with maybe some card tables. I had no idea as I came around the corner and saw this absolutely gorgeous hotel that this would be as big a deal. And of course, over the years, it's grown and grown and grown. And this is one of the very first, I think, really one of the very first Native American casino operations in the United States.
It must have been so fantastic for you because people, it wasn't that long ago, if you lived in the D.C. area, the closest places to gamble was Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, and it was
so
a drag.
So it was a long drag.
Crappy drive.
And
no
if you've
fun.
Got one 40 minutes outside and you got to get away from your mom, perfect.
Yeah, and yeah,
it's a long
my
drive
mom.
Home if you're losing.
That's very long.
It's a tough drive home,
and I made that drive from Atlantic City, New Jersey, to Washington D.C. Multiple times. And there's this little road outside of Atlantic City. I'm sure both of you have been on it. It's called Route 40 in Jersey.
Beautiful,
and it's just farmland. And
picturesque.
Yeah, beautiful. We got our dog Beluga there. Where they was a farmhouse.
But that
was
that
after
sold. A win, wasn't it?
No, that was after
wow,
we got housed.
What table game does that happen where you win a dog?
it's Baccarat.
Nice.
Where they Baccarat, no cash given out. They give away pugs.
Right.
And it was, man, and we're driving along, and I'm literally, we have won on Saturday during the day, and then as the evening progresses, you lose more and more.
You give
as
it
Robert,
back.
As yeah. Robert De Niro said, they get it all. Mm-hmm. And that morning, we're driving back home, maybe that afternoon, because I had lingered.
To see that this is room 206. Could I get a look late checkout?
Sorry. and we lost. Didn't have any money. And then, you know, Carl and I are in the courtship phase, really, at that particular
Still.
Point. Still. Absolutely.
You never stop dating. Dating your loved one, Mike. Everybody knows that.
It's true. She's
always courting, clinging, longing, yearning, apologizing.
Yeah.
There's your show title.
Yearning and apologizing will be the title of today's show. And she is, she says, puppies. And I'm like, I didn't screech the brakes. I don't want to exaggerate it too much, but I pulled over, backed up, and pulled down this driveway. And there were this litter of pugs in the backyard in a little pen. And I picked out the dog. And then we had to figure out how we could get the cash. And I was just tapped. I was tapped because I'd lost
that
what I
That is so
had.
Sad.
It was. Oh, my gambling losses have resulted in many big problems for me. You know, back when I should say, back when it was okay, it wasn't going to, I wasn't going to lose the home or anything like that. But at one point during the peak of my degenerate gambling, I said to Carla, I'll never forget it, in a high dollar slot area, I said, it's okay, I'll sell the car. And I did.
Oh my God, you've never said that before.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I got rid of, I wanted to get rid of it anyway because I didn't like it.
Have you met Shohei Ohtani's interpreter?
He is Shohei Ohtani's interpreter.
He was helping me in that during
Mike,
that.
If I can share one of my favorite, I'd never heard about the car one, but this is one of my favorite gambling moments with you. And Rob, I think you'll enjoy this tale. We had just arrived into Iowa to visit our affiliate KCJJ, and there's a casino out there.
Oh, I'd researched it before we arrived.
Yeah, and so we went there. We had a very brief dinner, as I recall, because Mike was itching to get to the casino. Mm. And immediately...
Now, that's not fair. That's not... I mean, it wasn't like I was rushing everybody through the meal.
No, but we did eat at the casino.
Yes, we, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so and then Mike went...
I mean, was that... I'm sorry, I have to stop because your memory is better than mine.
Yeah.
So... When you say Mike was itching to get to the casino, is I think the listeners know and you guys know that I like a good casino, and this was kind of an early meet and greet, right, for listeners to come out to wherever it was in Iowa.
I think it was mentioned last minute on KCJJ that we would be at the casino that night. I think that's how it worked out. And so Mike, right away, like seriously, within a half hour of darkening the door of the casino, hit a big on the slot, a big win, like $2,000, maybe $2,500.
Nice.
And he was so excited that he took a picture of it and immediately called Carla and said, "Look what I did." And then about a half hour later, it was all gone. And Mike was muttering as he walked out of the casino. Steve Bridges heard him say, "I'm a degenerate gambler."
I am. But I... I compensate for that by now watching degenerate gamblers. We have reached out to Vegas Matt, who has a large presence online, and he is one of the guys that last night I watched him put, are you ready for this?
Yes.
$120,000 in a slot machine, and then...
That's not one. That can't be one pull. That's what he's
budgeted. No, he puts like a multitude of large denominations.
Okay.
15, 11, 25. And they get down to where they're getting down to the rock bottom. I don't know what rock bottom is for this guy. I don't know how he made his money. I have 1,000 questions for him. He's very difficult to get in touch with. I'm trying to reach out. I know that some of our listeners have contacts with this guy. I have 1,000,000 questions. Some might say, "Hey, Mike, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Why don't you interview celebrities or sports figures or people in the news? Or for God's sakes, the show has a Washington, D.C. presence. Why not political leaders?" I want to talk to Vegas Matt. Yeah. I want to know everything about him. I want to know how he gets his money, where he gets his money, what his limits are.
Is he actually ahead in life?
You know, he's got to be ahead in life because the guy is always throwing money in slot machines.
True.
But
I think there's got to be, I've not watched him except for brief clips on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to have an angle. Because, you know,
angle is he's always talking about subscriptions and views and his YouTube presence. And if you can monetize yourself by having all the connections to viewers and supporters, you know, and ring the bell and all that stuff. By the way, do it for this show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and ring the bell. Ring that bell.
There you go.
But this guy, but I live vicariously through this guy, especially when it's like the big dollars.
Yeah.
Where if I'm watching somebody gamble an amount of money that I would never be willing to gamble ever on any level, I get the anxiety that I would get if it was my own money, and I'm able to satisfy the itch. Now, when I say satisfy the itch, it's not to say that I really believe that if Carla came home one day and said, I've decided to take a little cash out. Let's go. There would not be the slightest argument. She is totally the governor on my desire to go out. It's bad. It's really, really bad. I would go. But I satisfy the itch by watching these guys gamble a lot of money online.
It's methadone for you.
It's nice. It's my methadone.
Well, I imagine they get if he's getting that many views, whatever he loses is offset a little bit by whatever he's making off of.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. But
I'm interested in that math of that too, because that
I would love to know that. I would love. Yeah. And he's got his kid. That's so long. He's got a photographer, a cameraman. That's
his
with
son
him.
Is Vegas Pat, right?
They do. I think it's EJ is his son. Oh, I am obsessed with
If you
with
gamble
this guy.
The rights to that kid, that's views right there. I'm watching that. It's worth it.
So far, we've sold a car, gambled a kid, and won a dog.
His kid's a grown man.
It's a fun show, Rob.
His kid is a grown man, and his kid gambles too.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of this family television production that they do, and I'm watching this all the time, and a little jealous. I'll be honest with you, a little jealous. And then, and here would be the main question, and then we'll get to Rob, because Rob's played a lot of casinos with touring with David. This guy, I wonder when any activity becomes work. Because, when you love something and then suddenly it's your job. And one of the prime directives in this business is content, content, content. People demand it. That's what keeps you going. You got to provide it because people want it. So this guy is in the casino, I think, on a daily basis and doing that. And I would imagine, no matter what the fun is, the thrill of doing that, at a certain point it might become work. Wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think that would be the case?
I think that's true with everything. I mean, is he just doing slots or is he varying to... Mm-hmm. So he's still thinking about which slot machine do I play? Do I go to the Wheel of Fortune? What do our reviewers do we want? Do we want these wacky ones where it's like a panda or something? I don't even know how you win.
Right.
Yeah. Do we People want the traditional?
They love Buffalo, Rob.
I've seen the Buffalo. I've played the Buffalo. Yeah. I played those slots, and I think I just hit $10,000. No, you won $11.
I don't figure out if I've won.
Yeah. There's a concept in slot machines called volatility, and high volatility – the Buffalo, the Panda, Dragon Link, those type of things. They're all what a. Why are you laughing? Because I know them all.
Because you know Dragon Link. That's all.
How many different slot machine games could you rattle off?
All right. You've challenged
could
me.
Could you do 25? Hey, let's gamble. Over under is 17.5. Do you want the over or the under, Rob?
I'll take the over on that.
All right. I guess I got the under.
I like the simple ones. Okay. So I like Double Diamond. Mm-hmm. I like Top Dollar.
Yep.
I like Dragon Link. But I've never won on Dragon Link. I've never
But
done
you like
that.
It.
Yeah. And you know it. You're aware of it.
You have a crush on it. It's never really the love the, you back.
The there's one where it's got a triple feature on it, but it's a low volatility game. Low volatility meaning the old fashioned slots like 7-7-7,
right?
That type of stuff.
Yeah.
Dragon Link, the Panda game Rob's talking about, they have all these multiple layers, and you're really playing ultimately for a bonus.
Mike, have you played Crazy Rich Asians?
That's I have too. And the slot players will tell you.
Avoid the crazy riches.
That slot players will say any slot machine associated with a television show or a movie, bad, bad, bad.
Yes.
Wheel of Fortune, one of the big winners for the casino for years and years and years.
Yeah, they give me money. I lost $10,000 on the Alf slot machine back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah,
you are in when you'll be in Ledyard. This coming
it's Unicastle, I think. Is there a different one, or is there two different, or is it just named something different? I don't know.
I don't know. There's Foxwoods and the Mohegan Sun. Where you're going to be?
It's the Mohegan Sun for sure.
It's the Mohegan Sun.
Mm. Only Foxwoods has the song though.
Have a ball. It's so fun. If they had it for a long time. If you can locate it, Rob, it's somewhere out there. Have a ball. So it's for the wonder of it all, where they make it sound magical.
Yes. I was just in live in Philly because I was at WrestleMania, and they have a casino right by the stadium. So
were you working? Were you working at WrestleMania?
No, we were just hanging out. Me and
I thought
Justin
you were competing.
I am the WWE champion.
You were with the 98 Rock.
Very, very busy.
Did the 98 Rock morning show have any kind of presence up there?
I just bought tickets 10 months ago thinking I probably wouldn't even be able to make it, but I would just sell them. And then turns out that was available and it's in Philly.
Cool.
And it was easy there. But I'm just coming off a casino experience. So I played mostly blackjack, which slots are generally my weakness, but blackjack, we had a good two rounds. The first round pre the event, which I was up 400, and the second round post event, which I gave back 400, which I now famously were dealt aces and I split them, and then I hit a 10 and a 9, and somehow I lost $25 on those two hands.
Damn,
so,
man.
Yeah, so
wow.
That's the dealer. The dealer had a two showing. Dealer flips over an ace. And I'm thinking, well, the math is going to be tricky. And then she flipped over an eight, which meant the math was easy. 2 + 11 + 8 = 21 is just, you know, you're a loser, Rob.
So, there's nothing worse playing blackjack when that dealer throws down four cards and gets a 21. Yeah. There's nothing.
It's just evil.
And,
right.
And then,
how do you sleep at night?
Yeah, exactly. Because they have that attitude, Rob, where it's like,
Yeah.
Hold the hands up. Yeah. I love that Rob says, and this goes through my mind because invariably, I don't know if you know this, Rob, I used to occasionally take a drink. And in the casino.
Heard rumors.
Yeah. In the casino, when you say the math is tricky, that's when you have to lean forward and start thinking. Because that could be a 1 or an 11. How are we going to do this?
I mean, come on. What am I, a computer?
Oh, by the way, when you're in Philadelphia going to WrestleMania, three words come to mind: quality human beings.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
For
a Philly crowd, I think the wrestling crowd is more positive than a Eagles crowd or something.
Really?
Because
Death Row is more, the people in Death Row are more positive than Eagles.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. Yes. Hey, we're just going to get executed one day. How bad could it be?
Oh, my. Yeah. So I never knew that you were like a wrestling fan. Have you been one for a long time?
I was as a kid. My dad, we used to go to the Cap Center.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We went to a gym in a Maryland high school gym to watch WrestleMania 1 on closed circuit TV. It was before even pay-per-view.
Okay.
Wow. And then I guess I just grew out of it. And then during the pandemic, I was like, well, they're the only thing putting anything on that's new. So let's, you know, and I see some documentaries that have came across my radar. And I was like, all right. And I knew of like Stone Cold and The Rock and all these people, and Undertaker, obviously, but I wasn't really paying attention. And then I said, you know, let's just get, I need a new hobby. Let's get back into this, you know?
Okay.
No, not working out, wrestling. Okay. And then Justin Schlegel and Eric Woodworth, two of my dear friends, are super into it. And so we do a little Patreon podcast on our podcast of a Last Count Anywhere, which is a play on Falls Count Anywhere, which is a wrestling term that you can pin somebody anywhere, Mike. You can pin them in the 19th
row. What is the term again? Give me that again. I like to learn. What is it? What's the term again?
Falls Count Anywhere is a wrestling term, meaning you can pin them not just in the ring. You can pin them literally out on the floor in the 20th row.
So if perhaps, let's say, the jackpot money is in an aluminum briefcase suspended above the ring.
That is an event, money in the bank.
And someone hits someone with a folding chair and they fall out of the ring.
Folding chair.
Could pursue
you brought
them
up the folding chair before me.
You could pursue them. Yes.
You could pursue them and pin them in row AA.
You totally could. And that's great for that person who bought that ticket. So that's like winning the jackpot. You get a pin. So.
I would love to see a camera on the three of you guys just
I
to
would
see.
Too.
But more importantly, Rob Mayer. I would like to see a camera on low key Rob Mayer to see the reaction. Because I just don't picture you ever getting like exuberant. Is there any? Do you scream and yell?
The Undertaker showed up, John Cena, The Rock. I mean, it was incredible. We had at one point Logan Paul, who's now fighting. And
it's the guy that's going to fight Tyson, right?
That's Jake Paul, his brother. But
Jake Paul. Logan Paul is the brother.
The Paul brothers.
The same guy, basically. So he keeps having he has this Prime energy drink, and he has like these social media people that I've never heard of that keep showing up. He's having this guy KSI show up. So this guy is in this Prime bottle costume. He rips off his mask, and Justin goes, oh, it's KSI. Nobody cares about KSI. Now, KSI is black, which is important to this story. The people behind us are black, which is important to this story. They go, no, that's iShow Speed. Again, somebody I never heard of. Another streamer gamer. That you've got the wrong black guy. So we're making fun of Justin. So I just yell, "No, it's Kevin Hart." And that's so
on yes. and on.
Yes, exactly. And you know, on. Snoop Dogg came out. Oh, look, it's Warren G. You know, let's just commit to the bit here.
Yeah, now, exactly.
I know she's normally a fan. Was Logan is the wrestler and Jake yes. is the boxer.
Yes.
Right? And was Mrs. Paul there?
No.
That's an old joke. With Mrs. Paul, and she comes to the with a ticket you can eat.
Yeah,
yes.
Mike, I love that Rob brought up the Undertaker. There was an era that
didn't we have the Undertaker on the old Don and Mike show?
I was going to say we had an era where we had a producer who was very into wrestlers, and anyone within a 500 degree notice access to the show would show up in studio.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Rob, I was not. Turbo into
it's okay.
It.
So,
and it was before my son got into it because I, I sort of learned about it because I my son, but The Undertaker was in studio, and at WJFK, we had a decent sized studio, not huge, but big. And he filled it up like no guest I've ever seen. And then on a challenge from Don and Mike, and I'm about the same size as I was then, The Undertaker picked me up. And held me over his head.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I said,
"What is the Undertaker now? Like 80, I would think, or something."
I think
like
he's
that?
Probably mid-50s. I'm guessing
mid-50s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. God,
yeah,
he's a big dude.
He'll
scary
still require
dude.
His own services.
Yeah. Yes.
He was. He
that's was, a nice claim to fame, though, Rob.
You know what? When I told
Undertaker.
My son that, he said, "That's really cool, Dad." I said,
"Oh,
Rob,
cool.
Do you remember my favorite? And this is not, this is probably what, a second tier wrestler, right?
What's
not,
that?
Not one of the, do you remember my favorite?
Tugboat.
Tugboat. And Tugboat, yes. I went to one, who did I go with?
A large man, who, I'm assuming.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Who the hell did I go with? I think, this is so long ago.
You know what, Mike, I'm going to guess it was Frank Murphy. Because that would be the kind of thing
I don't
you would
remember.
Do with Frank.
I don't, but it was a long time ago. And Tugboat's thing at the old, as Rob mentioned, the other Rob Mayer mentioned, as Tugboat at the Capitol Center, which was just this cavernous building.
Yeah.
You could, echoes everywhere. Terrible place to see a concert.
Terrible place to go, period.
Yeah.
But it's great for hockey. Loved it for hockey. And you would hear, he's backstage, and all you would hear is, and he's doing that like throughout the arena. And I said, that's Tugboat.
That's my guy. Yeah.
Spectacular wrestling event. But as far as getting back to the gambling thing with
yes.
you.
Gambling.
So you'll go up to you. You're not averse to rolling the bones occasionally when you're on the road. It beats being in a hotel room all day, right?
Oh, no. I'm going to – I mean, the hotel is in the casino, so I'm – no matter what I say to myself, the night's going to end when they stop serving alcohol, which luckily is they don't serve it all night there.
Well, I know because I won a jackpot up there one time, my biggest ever that I've ever won, and we were going to celebrate, and it was so late that we couldn't get even a bottle of champagne to pop the cork.
Yeah.
Because they're blue laws, my home state of Connecticut,
backward.
With their ye old Ben Franklin BS laws that they have up there, and it was frustrating. So they shut it down relatively early up there, right?
Which is probably a good thing. So I'm actually, I'll probably, the shows were not, we're just one Thursday, one Friday, two Saturday. As far as I'm concerned, that's like not even working. So it's going to be a lot of downtime. And hopefully I will just not lose if I combine my money from earning from my who cares? It's happening.
Doesn't really matter.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to be up there with David Koechner. You've got such a great partnership with him. I've seen you two together. It's sensational. But you have him in studio on your podcast coming up, right?
Yeah, the DLP Agenda. We record tonight, Tuesday night. You can actually watch it live on YouTube. Just go to DLP Agenda, search it, and then it'll be available for download on Wednesday. But, we were in Raleigh, and then we have a Montgomery, New York on Wednesday, and then we drive to Connecticut. So he thought, it seemed crazy to fly back to L.A., then fly back Wednesday. So he just flew on my Southwest flight back to Baltimore, and he's staying at the lovely downtown historic Annapolis and enjoying Annapolis and walking around and relaxing. And
that's
then
cool.
We'll drive up Wednesday together.
Your schedule now, how far in advance do you do you usually book? What is it? Do you have gigs in, you know, that go through the end of the year already?
We have gigs, you know, and I talked to Carla about this because she actually called me to come on the show. What a go-getter.
Yeah, Carla's doing our talent booking now.
We're going to be in Boca Raton and Naples at the end of December, into New Year's Eve. We're going to be in Naples, Florida on New Year's Eve.
That's Are you really?
Yeah. Off the Hook Comedy Club. And then we're in Boca Raton that weekend because I think New Year's Eve is on like a Tuesday or some weird Monday
Yeah, but
night or
since
Tuesday
it's Boca Raton, aren't they doing the New Year's show at 5 p.m.?
Well, that we're just doing like the Saturday before New Year's. So this is Friday, Saturday. And then New Year's is like a Monday night or something weird middle of the week.
Wow. So you do book through the end of the year. All right. How exhausted? Really? I mean, the road time, which you now have done for multiple years. Mm-hmm. I know that back in the day when we traveled to affiliates, and we would travel, Rob, every 3-4 months or so, probably?
Yeah, that
would
be the schedule. When we were expanding our our reach, it was something we would do. I did too.
I didn't like travel. I didn't travel. Do you have systems? Do you have things you love, things you hate? Because you are on the road. How many weeks of the year? Are you on 50 weeks of the year?
We're almost 40. I have my own little things that I do, but with him, it can definitely be a grind. And I'm always looking. Like the other day I bought, this is just something simple, but I'm like, I'm buying a belt with a plastic belt buckle. Because, you know, even I have TSA pre and all the clear and all that stuff.
That's
but it still goes off. So I still always
Live
take
it up,
off
Rob.
And put it
Live
on.
It
and
up.
You know what? This is just going to make it easier. This is just my travel belt.
You are a wild animal.
And I'm like, all right, that little annoying thing, that's done. Okay.
And ladies, he's single.
Hello. No, I don't wear that for the show. It's just on the plane.
Okay.
It's just for the travel, Rob. But we had a stretch last summer that was particularly hard because it was all the hottest places in the country.
Oh, God.
We started in July, Naples, Florida. We had Austin and Plano, Texas, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it was 7 straight weeks. And by the end of it, we were like, I was so out of it. I had group texts with my baseball friends, and I had organized an Orioles outing.
Okay.
And here he is. I usually fly home Sunday, but this week we were working on Sunday, so I fly home Monday. Now, the game's Monday night. And it wasn't until Sunday evening that I realized, oh, wait, I'm not going to make this game. Like, that's how out of it. I booked this knowing I'm not even going to be. I'm literally going to be landing in the airport at 8 p.m. when the game starts at 6:30. And I'm the organizer of this. I did this. No, nobody asked me. I said, this is the date that works for me. And it never worked. For months, it wasn't going to work. But I was just so like.
Not even with a tailwind.
Right. So I'm like, but we were so hot. We were just so done by that. We're like, drained.
Yeah. On the road again. I can't.
But hey, it's you're trying to make a living, Mike.
Well, you are. You're a working comedian, baby. Mm-hmm. And that's, and not only that, but also the radio presence. And you've been a podcaster like we have for a very, very long time. And it works. And when it works, you got to ride it, right? I mean, you got to ride it as long as you can. I mean, that's the way it rolls.
You mentioned the NFL draft beforehand, I believe. I'm going to be doing the first round. Actually, you and your buddy Kirk McEwen. We're going to be having an event in Columbia, Maryland. The Ravens are putting on for some season ticket holders, and we're doing a live coverage
first
round of the draft. The Ravens pick 30th, so
I'm that guy. I'm all in. I am all in, and
love the draft.
I think being associated as you are up in Baltimore with the Ravens, poised to, on paper, would you agree, have probably the best team. Going in, I mean, the prospects are pretty good for the Ravens this coming season.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, they were the most dominant team last year. They've lost some pieces, but they've signed Derrick Henry. So they're
Derrick Henry.
They're going to be in the mix, absolutely. And they always make excellent draft picks. I mean, they're just elite at that. So I would expect them, no matter where they're picking, even as far back as 30, and they'll come out of this with 3 or 4 players that'll help immediately. Because that's what they do.
Is there any truth to the rumor that they're going to be signing both Jake and Logan Paul to the roster?
You know what? Those guys can do it all. So I wouldn't stop. You wouldn't think they could do anything. But apparently they can do everything. So that's it's a fantastic. Real rug pull.
Yeah. It's an absolute rug pull. I'm going to guess something, and you tell me, be totally honest with me, because I think of all the places you traveled to, this is where you were the most happy. Not happy. You were the most excited to be there. And I think that place is Alaska.
I've been to Alaska twice in the summer and in the winter, and not the, you know, the November winter. So it's just, it's bad for here, but for Alaska, I loved Alaska. It was like, we went to this Chinese restaurant that was on like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And I was like, I'm eating a Chinese restaurant with Guy Fieri. It's negative 30 degrees out. This seems pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I loved Alaska. I liked the snow. And we stayed on a base where there was a sign in our rooms, our little barracks, where it said, "Beware of this moose. Do not." Literally, there's a picture of the moose, and it says, "The moose is stubborn. Don't try anything." I'm like, I'm not gonna try anything.
Don't
I'm like, why don't you kill it? You have guns. I don't understand. Like, if it's dangerous, why? What do I have to do about it? So I'm looking for footprints. I'm literally like, are we gonna. That's how it ends. I die from a moose attack in Alaska.
Well, a stubborn moose, and I'm glad you survived that. And I really enjoyed your work.
His travels around the world. I love it when he posts online.
I enjoyed your work as an extra on True Detective when you were in Alaska as well. I thought that was great when you were in that frozen ball of people.
Yes. So I love that really fit the rest of the True Detective.
A lot of people, listeners of this show, will remember Rob from the Rob and Joe show, and your partner, you refer to him still as your partner, Joe.
Yes.
How is Joe doing? How is it going with him? And he floats around the Baltimore radio scene as well, right?
He's
on the air up there.
He's on the air. He's on WBL on every Wednesday night doing a little call-in talk radio stuff, and he fills in a lot on the morning show. The Rob and Joe show is now the DLP agenda because we've added Justin Schlegel, if anyone's confused by that. But Joe, like you, Mike, has a much younger wife, very attractive. You've both done well for yourself. And a couple weeks
ago, Joe
and Katie invited me to dinner. We went out to eat, and they got there 5 minutes before I did. And the waitress comes over. She's apparently very attractive. And Katie says to her, "Wow, you're stunning." And the waitress goes, "Well, you're stunning too." All right. And Katie goes, "Are you single? Because I have a friend of mine who's showing up, and you're his type." And she goes, "No, I'm not. I have a boyfriend." And Katie's like, "Oh, that's too bad. He's a great guy." And then the waitress says to Katie, right in front of Joe, "Why don't you just date him?"
He was so much older.
Yes,
that they were never together. That would be
couldn't comprehend.
I got it as recently as last week when I went to lunch at my kid's school, and the teacher from the cafeteria where I was trying to find where my kid was sitting in the cafeteria walks over and said, "Your grandfather's looking for you."
Oh,
that's worse because that's worse, the old elderly invisibility thing that he dealt with. What's the age separation between Joe and his?
I believe it's 21 years.
Just like me and Carla.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Wow. Wow.
Just like blackjack. Hey, wrap that around. Casino. Yeah. I'm going to play the Joe and Mike and Carla and Katie slot machine. That's the one I want. Yeah.
And you're
crazy rich white people.
I never let you get out of here. I never let you get out of here with asking about, you're on the road constantly. It must be a challenge. And I know that you had a long-term relationship that you are no longer involved with. And what's new in your personal life, Mr. Mayor?
I actually hung out with the ex last night. Actually, me and her and Dave had dinner together down in Annapolis. And
that's a good thing.
I was going to pay because it's in my town, and then I realized we were ordering more than I thought. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to let him pay.
He has more money than you.
Never considered it. Yes. No. It's the intention
was very nice. Yes. Yeah.
I did have a lovely woman in Portland that started sending me videos.
Had a lovely woman in Portland. No, that sounds a little dirty, right?
No, didn't have her, but. I just ran into a guy that was in Raleigh. It's the same company, and he was down there training. And I asked about how she's doing, and then he texted or said he just talked to her, and she told me to say hi, Daddy. And I was like, wow, that's kind of
wow.
Hot. So yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So I don't even know.
Yeah. Perhaps you will have the chance to lay with her.
I've never wanted to be a dad before, but a daddy.
Yeah. Hello, daddy. That's wonderful. So yeah. I think, you know, you're kind of a single, successful guy on the road a lot, enjoying your life, I suppose, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I think I'm still better at slots than I am at women, though. So
I see the occasional post, Rob. I see the occasional post with you with three attractive. That, you know, here we all are.
Great
and you know, I mean, I wish you the best.
Great
of luck.
Thank you, Mike. Yes.
As far as the ex, any chance is that any, you know, if you're still dining with the ex and you were together how many years total were you together?
Just 12 or 13. Little, just a season or two.
Season or two. Well,
no, she's doing great. She's looking great. She's lost weight. I've gained weight. So there you go. That's
as long as the total stays the same.
Thank you.
Rob Mayer, continued success.
Thank you, boys.
If you are
Rob,
up at the Casino Experience in Central Connecticut, go see Rob Mayer this weekend up there in Mohegan.
Proud of you, boys. You guys are still killing this. So proud.
Thank you very much, brother.
Chapter 7, whatever it is. Keep killing
it. Don't be a stranger. Come on anytime you want. And you know, tell that brother of yours out in Pahrump to come by, too. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. Hey, we got a brand new sponsor I want to tell you about here. Got all their stuff right here for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. I want to show the logo first. That's too small. All right. It's got Defend and Repair, Rob. I know you know more about this than I do.
Mike, it's a fantastic outfit. They're called Mad Rabbit. And I found out something yesterday, totally random. Did you know the great and powerful Oz has some ink? And even before he knew of this sponsorship, he was using Mad Rabbit to preserve and protect his tattoos. Do you love it? Great and powerful Oz?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I use the bomb every day.
Oh, the bomb, yes, of course.
The bomb is right under my... I've got all the stuff right here. Did you know 30% of Americans have tattoos?
That's right.
30% have tattoos, and 40% of people under 35 have tattoos. Mm. If you have some killer ink, I just found out about this awesome new product that Oz is using and your daughter Julia is using
as well. Oh my God,
Julia
loves it. Yes.
It's our new sponsor, Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. I didn't even know it was a thing. Mm-hmm. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and, importantly, preserve tattoos, all delivered directly to your door. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos. Their hero product, the Tattoo Bomb. It revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. And it's effective on both new and old tattoos. That's cool.
Yeah.
So if you got one that might be a little faded, you can put it on there. All skin types. Julia is using it to put on her tattoos.
You know
what?
My daughter, the human pincushion, I got to see her this weekend. She's got dozens of tattoos, it seems. Mm-hmm. But we were out in full sunlight all day at King's Dominion. She used the tattoo sunscreen, and she just kept saying, "Dad, it smells so good." She loves all the products.
All right, they've got them, and they've got all the products you need, and they're fantastic. It's Mad Rabbit. All the products you need, from a tattoo sunscreen to soothing gel to tattoo lotion and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. Great name for a company. Mm-hmm. They've preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer that's just for our listeners. So if you're inked up, you go to madrabbit.com. It's funny with the typo you put on my copy. It was madrabbi.com. madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use promo code TMOS25. That's different than the regular code. TMOS25, you'll receive 25% off. Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use that promo code. Once again, TMOS25. And we thank you, Mad Rabbit. Glad to have you aboard.
Hey, look. The Kraken laid with a woman in Portland.
Yeah. He said, literally, I had a woman in Portland.
Know. I didn't know what he was getting at.
Very, very interesting. We root for Rob.
Rob is the greatest. Such a
big,
nice guy.
Big fans, and it was nice of him to come on the show today. We begin today with what would you pay
for a 1993 Ford Bronco. I think you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's just a standard one, be a beater, I guess like $400.
O.J. Simpson's infamous white Bronco. It's currently on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee.
Do you still have your season tickets?
Alcatraz East.
Nice.
Its owners are thinking about selling, and they are hoping to get at least, give me a guess, what do you think they want to get for it?
$80,000?
Oh, you're way off.
Really?
You left out a lot of money.
You left out a lot of money, Rob. How much?
$1.5 million.
Oh, that's... You know what that is? I almost said something bad. That's nonsense.
They've had offers up to $750,000, so it's not nonsense. And now that there's renewed interest of all things OJ since he bought the farm, they think they can jack up the price. They claim the plan was to always sell this year because it's the 30th anniversary of the chase. But now with OJ's death, it was just a coincidence and possibly
Mike, everything's coming up OJ.
Yeah, very, very exciting. You know Ted Lasso. You turned me on to that show.
Love the show. Love the show.
The lady that played the owner of the team, Hannah Waddingham.
Yes, she's great. She's currently shilling some sort of cookie or cracker, I think.
She's very interesting looking. She's beautiful. She's statuesque, and she's different. She has a different kind of beauty about her, and I loved her on that show.
She is, I'll say it, she's a knockout.
And all right, see, now this is a story about a creepy photographer, and now you're being creepy.
Oh, okay. Well, is that good or bad?
Hannah hosted an award show for a theater in London on Sunday, and before the event, she was posing for pictures. One of the guys asked her to show some leg, and she kind of went off on the guy. She said, quote, "Oh, my God, you'd never say that to a man." And she's got that... You know, that powerful woman presence about her anyway. Mm-hmm. And then she says, "Don't be a dick. Otherwise, I'll move off. Don't say, show me leg. No." Then she did walk off, wagging a finger at the guy. She passed him. I'm with her on this.
Yeah.
That's creepy, gross. You know, show some leg. You know, whip out your boob. What are you doing there? Come on, give me a break.
Could you say to a guy, though?
Turn right, turn left, do this. But wait a minute. If you are at an award show runway, and you're a woman that's got the slit skirt.
Yeah.
Is that a standard command by photographers? Will they say, show us some leg? I'm just curious whether that's the industry standard.
I have to think it's not standard. Because, I mean, if they want to show leg, they're going to show leg.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've got the slit, Mike.
Well, and you do it like at a live show. You do it for the fans every
time. Well, the last person I yelled it to was Timothy Chalamet.
Very exciting. Show us some leg. And he was wearing pants.
He was.
Hannah will be on the big screen this year in The Fall Guy, the movie The Fall Guy.
Can you believe that is getting positive reviews?
Yeah, it was an average TV show at the very best.
Less than average.
Mission Impossible will be her other movie. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2. I guess she'll be on screen with Tom Cruise, which should be pretty interesting.
She is a great actress, and a big part, I think, of Ted Lasso is that sort of relationship that was between her and Ted, especially in the first season. I wish her nothing but the best.
And I watch this viral clip all the time. It's the clip where they're in the sports bar, the local sports bar that supports the team, and the old owner who divorced Hannah, the character of Hannah, is in there, and Ted gets into a dart match with him.
Yes.
And you know something? Yeah, you ask questions. I'm curious, and I ask questions, and he darts the perfect game there.
So great.
Very, very cool. This story lasted a long time. It was tragic. I don't know whether this will be closure or not, but Hannah Gutierrez Reed, she was the armorer on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust.
Okay.
And that's where, unfortunately, Helena Hutchins was accidentally shot. But... it could have been avoided, and that's why this lady, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, has been sentenced. 18 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter. That is the maximum she could have received. Now, you wonder why is she getting the book thrown at her with this?
Yeah.
Prior to her sentencing, prosecutors said that Gutierrez Reed showed no remorse for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during recorded phone conversations from jail. She allegedly called the jurors who had convicted her idiots and a-holes. She also said witnesses lied and the judges were paid off. The judge was paid off.
Still not clear how Live Rounds ended up on the Russ set. Gutierrez Reed was offered a plea deal if she admitted she brought them, but she turned it down. Her father blames the ammunition supplier and the prop master. Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial. Yeah, it's not over yet.
I was going to say, where is it with Baldwin right now?
His trial is scheduled to begin in July. He could also get up to 18 months. Do you think that will happen based on the fact that she's now been booked?
No, I think now that they've got a scapegoat, and he's Alec Baldwin. And remember, Mike, we said this, both of us did, when it happened.
Yeah.
Immediately, Alec Baldwin started to control the narrative.
Yeah,
and you know he's got the.
It was sordid. I didn't.
Yeah,
like
it was. It was unseemly, and he's got the money to hire the.
That's a better word.
Yep, he's absolutely. Got the money to hire the people to finesse this in his favor.
Yeah.
So you know who knows, but whether or not Alec Baldwin is at fault at all, the way he handled it to me was dastardly.
Yeah, and very little regard for the woman who lost her life.
Exactly.
She looked like a vibrant, beautiful young woman, and that really just totally sucks. So moving right along here, it doesn't matter if you're a morning person or a night person. Mornings are more stressful than evenings. Do you think I disagree with that because I was a morning man? I always find evenings to be a little more stressful. You know, it's a
hard.
Difficult call.
It is hard. I know this is when I was making the ride into D.C. every morning,
right.
And that could be anywhere from literally anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours with no explanation of variables. It was always stressful the minute I got in the car because I had that hard start time and I had no control of stuff that would happen in between it. I feel that was an unhealthy way to start the day. So it can be very stressful in the morning.
A new survey says the most stressful time of the day is 8:15 in the morning. That makes sense. 8:15 a.m. usually involves some combination of getting ready, helping others get ready. That's like my son. Of course, that for us is 6 a.m., though.
That's
what time I get him up. Preparing and eating breakfast, commuting, helping others. My kid's good in the morning, too. He's getting better. Which is,
but he's not a morning person, is he?
No, because the other morning he was great. This morning, yesterday, I was awake and I was like, I don't want to go to school.
Both my kids are horrible in the morning, but it's just payback because they were both great sleepers as babies, which made raising them very easy. But now we're paying the now they're out of the house. Screw them.
Well, I got five things here that can help you make mornings go smoother, especially if you have kids. Prepare the night before. Yeah, that's common sense. Establish and stick to a routine. The routines are huge. Routines are absolutely huge. If you wing it with bedtimes and you wing it with morning time, and I'm talking about if you have kids specifically, the more you're able to turn your mornings into a repeatable mental checklist, the easier it'll be to keep things moving.
We tried it with Julia with the routine, and it was fairly successful. I don't know. We chose a tap dance routine.
Yeah.
And
thank you. Very good, Shecky. I appreciate that. By the way, are you enjoying the routine of Mrs. O'Mara with her? I mean, she is a creature of habit. Very, very much so. And I want to thank her again for reaching out, and the Great and Powerful Oz for helping so many people. If you have the questions, you go to the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. That's where you
Mike,
get all
Mike, do you know that like
help.
When you see a movie like Titanic and they would connect, say, the engine room with the bridge of the ship with a tube that you could talk through?
Right.
We could save a lot of cell minutes if we just ran a tube from my house to Carla.
Yeah, just had a Dixie cup with a string on it. You'd be fine with that one.
Yeah.
Well, this goes without saying. Get up. My kid's 10. We get up before the kids. It says get up before the kids. If possible, wake up at least 30 minutes before the kids. We're an hour before him.
Okay.
Carla was up at 5 today. Delegate responsibilities. Assign age-appropriate tasks to your children. We do too. If we're slammed, he's got to take the old doggy out. I did the trash barrels and the dog this morning. And number 5, limit or eradicate, I should say, technology in the morning. It's better to keep mornings free from the distractions of the tablets and the computer. We have the news on, the morning news on in the background.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when I grew up, TV, you didn't have a TV everywhere, so we listened to morning radio for news and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now we have the TV on. You keep the TV on in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely. We watch our little local news, and it's soothing. It's soothing to us.
Sure.
Over the past 10 years, we have gone from having no idea who was showing up at our doorstep to being alerted that someone was walking up, seeing who they are, what they're carrying, even scolding them if they're rough with a delivery.
Yeah.
The next innovation this can't possibly work. The next innovation in doorbell cameras is devices that are armed to shoot someone coming onto your property with paintballs.
That's not a lawsuit waiting to happen.
There's apparently a Kickstarter on the way for a device called Paint Cam Eve. I don't know why they use the term Eve. It has the capability to fire paintballs.
That's when the Paint Cam Santa comes.
Paint Cam Eve.
Yes.
An intruder will be targeted with a it says an ultra high precision paintball, like a kid who might be vandalizing your house or a neighbor's pet.
What?
Yikes.
Do that. That's not allowed.
It's a smart device with facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you.
This is so funny to me because I remember when you installed a camera and a system at your place in Florida, so you could yell at people. I mean, in Maine, you could yell at people in Maine from Florida.
Right.
And as far as they
only know, family members, though. I did it with my sister.
I remember.
So best. Because it was he has a detached garage up there. Right. And I had it right on the top. And so I'd only see people when they're coming in the back deck. And I'm like, hi, Kathy. How are you? I remember the first thing I said, hello, Kathy. This is God. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, it doesn't just shoot paintball pellets. It can also be loaded with cartridges that can unleash tear gas. No.
Stick to the paint.
Paint Cam Eve is from a startup out of Slovenia, and there's no word on how much it'll cost or what the upkeep fees would be to keep it loaded.
Did you play paintball when we went on that brief paintball kick?
Yeah, I did.
Did it hurt? Because I was covering it. I didn't get shot.
It hurt because, of course, I injured myself running the obstacle course. I'm a big faller. I don't know whether
I understand, but at least you kept your watch.
It was wonderful. I mean, I like paintball, and I think if I was a younger person and didn't trip on roots, I would I'd be really excited to play again. There's a guy in Canada named Justin Rabicki, and he's being harassed. This is our final story today.
Okay,
he is being harassed by endless pizza deliveries. It's been happening for the last 6 months. He can't get it to stop. At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are using not only his address, but also his email and his phone number. They are not being charged to his card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't make the order and sends the pizza back. I can imagine. They're pissed, too.
Wasted.
He reported the pizza deliveries to police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information and orders. He thought maybe he'd been hacked. The police told him to change his number. He did. That didn't stop the deliveries. He called Pizza 73 and told them not to accept any orders under his name, but then the scammer switched to Domino's. If that sounds like dedication, it is. The scammer is also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin is making the call. It sounds like there have been around a dozen orders over the past 6 months involving more than $1,000 worth of pizza. Justin says he hopes it's not going to waste, and they're giving it to people in need. He's talking about the pizza.
Sure.
Justin goes by the alias Rob Mayer, and the pizza is being sent by his ex, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I didn't really. He was cryptic about it. It sounds like he might be getting back together with his lady. If they're,
I hope so.
Dinner,
she's
right?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. My breakups
and loves
usually,
pizza.
Yeah. Well, my breakups usually the woman's not in the same state. That's just me. But things are going well now.
I just stopped payment.
Yeah, very excited. You've never been broken up. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world?
It's crazy.
Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. Crazy stuff. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time, so just because you've got a summer trip coming up doesn't mean you can't enjoy Naked Wines on your summer trip in the car.
No, Mike, when you get back.
Joking. I'm sorry.
What is the matter with you?
Just uncork it and off you go. No, I am joking. I'm sorry, Naked Wines. We love you.
Yes.
Really, they're great on vacation. I love Naked Wines. Never gotten a bad bottle. That is the truth. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right. When you get to the website, then you enter the TMOS code for both the code and password, and you get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. Shipping included. That's $100 off, less than $7 per bottle.
Cheap, and good wine.
NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Cheers. Now, yesterday, Rob comes to the pre-show meeting and he has a story about, and Rob, I don't even know if you're aware of this.
What?
That there is a family that I have all but boycotted over the years, and that is the Kardashian family.
I believe that
good or bad, anybody like me or anybody on the radio or anybody on television or anybody that's an influencer that mentions this family contributes to their empire, and I have always pointedly tried to avoid mentions of the Kardashian. Now, with that said, I should also say that I had the pleasure of interviewing Kim Kardashian years ago, and I found her to be a very nice young lady.
Okay.
Now, if you see some video, she doesn't appear to be that nice a young lady. Or perhaps a wonderful lady. I don't know. I don't know why I'm rambling. But you have a story about a particular... This is Hannah Kardashian?
Gladys Kardashian.
Okay.
And no... First of all, let me say this. I echo everything you say, and I have never watched an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Good, me neither. I've looked in, but I've never watched an entire
episode. Never even looked in. It doesn't interest me, but I know of them because of their social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to accuse me of being disgusting here, but I didn't create this. This is from TMZ.
Okay.
Now, Kourtney Kardashian, I believe, is she the youngest?
I don't care, and I don't know.
All right. Kourtney Kardashian, this comes from TMZ, just shared, and my title on this is disgusting.
Okay.
Just shared her go-to natural remedy for feeling better. Okay. She recently
feeling better when what? You have a cold or you have a hangover?
She felt sick is what she said. Vague. She said vaguely felt sick.
As you like to say with your sick at her stomach?
She was sick at her stomach, perhaps. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. She was unwell. And, on Instagram stories, she revealed that when she was sick, she just pounded a glass of her own breast milk, and it made her feel better. That's her remedy, and it's a winner.
You know, I don't know. I think that the whole idea of that, I know that usually stories about that particular substance, it's really not a substance, it's a naturally occurring product of the
all
body.
All mammals. Yeah.
It's normally not involved in someone who is producing drinking. Now, we've had the stories where, and I want to be delicate about this.
Please.
Where it can be, some people put it in coffee. Remember, didn't we have a story like that at one point?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are men and women who use it as kind of a kinky thing, you know?
I mean, I can see that. Now, how about, Mike, it turns out...
But medicinal, haven't there been stories about, for example, Madonna peeing on her feet, and that can avoid issues with
I think you're looking at a different science there.
I don't know.
You're looking at acids. This is ingesting your own milk. Now, if you
don't think it would hurt you.
No, I don't think it's like poisonous or anything.
It's kind of recycling.
Did you...
It is.
With any of your children, your thousands of children, did you have a lactation expert following the birth?
As a matter of fact, for Michael, with Carla, the lactation lady was a fan of the show. I wish I knew her name because she also...
Is it Merle?
It's not Merle. It's not Merle. Merle, hi. It's Mike O'Mara, and I hope you got the help you required. By the way... It is my understanding, Rob, and you can corroborate this or not, that the people, from a customer service standpoint on this show, the people that requested help yesterday got the best customer service they've ever gotten. Would that be accurate?
We have never seen anything like it.
The response.
If you have not received a response, the great and powerful Oz has told us he will get to you today.
And worked his butt off doing it yesterday, which I am eternally grateful to her.
The greatest.
And as far as communicating with people, I'm grateful to Mrs. O'Mara for reaching out and doing that. By the way, for all of you that we were talking about the store the other day a little bit, some really cool stuff in the pipeline.
Yes.
You don't get happy fans out there. Stay tuned. There's something special coming for you as well. Getting back to the breast milk, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not entirely, it's not entirely Courtney, though. Okay. Kim
That's
Kardashian.
The other spinoff. That's going to be the spinoff reality show.
What's that?
Entirely Courtney.
I'll watch that. That'll be good. Kim Kardashian took a sip of Courtney's milk in a 2013 episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, saying that it tasted like vanilla soy.
Oh, God. All right. That kicked it over the top for me.
And now I like that, you know, they write hip at TMZ, right? They got to be cool. Have you ever watched the TMZ show where they're all in a room together?
Yeah. Is that I find that the snarkiest, nastiest, meanest. And I always think that guy, what's his name? Harvey?
Harvey,
the guy,
yeah.
Harvey Levin?
Levin. That's I was going to say Weinstein. That's
don't
right.
you always think Harvey's trying to be young when
Well,
he's
like
not
86.
Young? He's
like he was 80. Old 30 years ago with his Stanley Cup. I always look at that show and think that show takes more time to watch than it does to produce. That's how sloppy it is. However, I do love the hip writing style of TMZ because now they're calling breast milk hot BM action.
Wow. All right. That's another one. That's another one that we will have there. Thank you.
And just remember that Chloe got her, I guess her male counterpart, Scott Disick, to drink her breast milk for $400. So.
Well, thank you, and for all the
people. So that's disgusting.
For all the people breakfasting out there, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts from the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're enjoying your muffin this morning. Thank you very much. We'll take a break by my favorite wretch. Yeah. Wretch. That's the name of that sound effect on my board.
Wretch.
We'll take a break. Come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. This portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our friends at 4 Wellness. You can fuel your peak performance with 4 Wellness, the ultimate functional food brand. 4 Wellness was founded by Phil Mickelson and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. It's a game-changing performance coffee supplement. You can elevate your brew with just one scoop for enhanced focus, reduce caffeine jitters, increase collagen, and fat-burning support. 4 Wellness makes it easy to integrate high-quality functional ingredients into your daily routine. Plus, with a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose, huh? Unleash your full potential with 4 Wellness because your body and mind deserve the best. If you drink coffee, it's time to give 4 Wellness a try. Head to 4wellness.com/TMOS and use the code for 25% off your order. Again, that's 4wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off. And make sure you use that promo code so they know we sent you. And that is TMOS. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
You know, I know we've got time for a short break here. And I meant to tell you this before the show. I've solved one of your problems because it's one of my problems, too.
All right.
I hold in my hand the Apple Magic Mouse, which is an effective mouse device, except for one thing, is that if once it loses its charge, in the old days, the Magic Mouse ran on two AA batteries. So if it lost its charge, you just replace it.
Right.
But to charge it, you have to plug in to this little slot on the bottom, meaning that while it's charging, you cannot use it at all.
Okay.
So if you forget to charge it, I try to remember. Mm-hmm. But Mike, this has happened to both of us. We're doing show prep and our mouse shuts down because it ain't got no battery. And we're crippled. We can't do anything.
Well, what information are you giving me that I don't know?
I'm giving you the setup, Mike.
Oh.
I solved the problem for $9. I went on Amazon and I bought this, which is a knockoff mouse that is not built by Apple that allows you to charge it from the front so it never loses its charge. And when it does, you can use it while you're using it.
You've made me happy.
Mike, I keep it fully charged and in my desk. So if at any time my Apple Magic Mouse loses its mojo, all I have to do is go into my desk and turn it on.
This is where you know, this company that's been revered for so long, they have an occasional design issue that is
but
a complete
this is
flaw.
So majorly bad.
And was it made in China, the mouse?
China.
All your data has been breached if you're using that particular
no, that's
mouse.
Not true.
That's the way
it's
it
not
works
true.
With that.
But, Mike, now I'm running two mice. And I don't know if, you know, I'm not as computer-oriented. Oz, is it mice or mouses?
I believe it's just mouses.
Okay,
but
I'm running
two. I run two also.
I'm running two mouses. And, Mike.
Did you watch Oz's video for how to help people, get the
I didn't.
The
I saw that
show?
It was up there.
It's fantastic. Spectacular. Well, that's good, Rob. Thank
but
you.
But, I mean, I know this is something that gives you a hassle.
Since we're on the subject,
yeah.
And we'll go in this direction since you brought it up. You have a Whirlpool refrigerator, am I right?
Yes, love
it. Do you have a Whirlpool refrigerator with a water dispenser?
Yes, love that too.
Do you have a Whirlpool refrigerator that has that round number 4 clear drop filter up in the upper right-hand corner?
I don't know the number of the filter, but yes, it is
you have
a filter
one.
In the upper right corner.
Where do you get your water filters?
We actually subscribe for them on Amazon, so they automatically arrive, yes.
Do you get the, I think it's like Clear Drop or something like that. There's the average price, would I be right in saying, if you buy these retail,
right,
$59, am
yeah,
I right about
it's around,
that?
It's around 50 bucks, I think.
Are you aware of the fact that I will be having one come to the O'Mara household today that are comparable to those, two of them? Two of the $59 filters for $26.
Do you care to mention where you got them?
I'll do it when they get here and I test them out.
That's fantastic. Because, you know, I've become...
Isn't that absurd? Absolutely obscene. Something you have to change like 3-4 times a year.
Yeah, and I hate that it tells you...
$59.
I hate that it tells you to change it.
Yes.
Because that's
a racket.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. And it's important, though, because, you know, Mike, when it is clean... That Whirlpool does dispense great water, and the ice is sensational.
It is I believe it is an efficient water treatment thing that you put into your refrigerator. But I, yesterday in particular, I said, oh, my God. And it's crept up over the years,
yeah,
too.
It has.
It's inched up ever so. And now, you know, $60 and change for that water filter. It was, and I look online. And this is where when you do a dive on this kind of stuff, you have to be careful because it really does look like...
Oh, I know.
Knockoffs are really knockoffs. Mm-hmm. Like they filter it with mouse droppings or something like that. You know, that it's just
coffee
not,
filters. I know,
right?
Mike.
It's used coffee filters inside.
It is really dicey when you buy an off-brand filter like that. I looked into it for my liver and it just...
Yeah, it was
it's
a small one, an implant that you
it
put
was.
Under your skin.
Also that's made it. In China.
It's just under the surface with
that's
that.
All, yeah.
No, I will, I think they're going to arrive today or tomorrow. I'll bring them in on the show. I'll do an unboxing right here on
Can't
the show.
Wait.
And I'll let you know. And I'm not stepping on any toes here, right? I mean,
no.
It is what it is. It's just, and I would love to know, and you can maybe, in your sneakiness,
yeah.
Maybe you could do a dive and you could find out if... The Whirlpool water filters or the water filters they use for all these are owned by Big Refrigerator, because I bet they are.
They
I
might
bet the
be
same
owned
people
Mike,
that make the filters.
They
are
might be owned by Big Filter. Maybe Big Filter owns the refrigerator companies.
Either or, I would like to know, because here at the Mike O'Mara Show with two grifters like Rob Spiewak and myself, we are your consumer advocates, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, look, it worked for printer ink. It can
I was
work
gonna
for
say,
filters as well.
What if
right?
you put printer ink instead of the filter? You
could
put
because
a magenta cartridge.
Imagine,
in there.
Well, you don't have to drink the water yourself, but imagine the hilarious moments that'll ensue when you give it to your family and watch the black rolling out of there. They all look like that movie with Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Oh,
we'll take a break and return with the flip side, ladies and gentlemen,
Yay.
Right after this. Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box.
Do it.
Just like us. You're going to love it. Spring cleaning upon us, ladies and gentlemen, but there is one meaningful box you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's videotapes and photos. Preserve them for eternity. Legacy Box makes it easy. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures and send it back. I'm not talking about Merlot.
Sorry. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or on the cloud. Ready to watch and easy to share. It's so simple. It's like magic. Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. It's simple, affordable, and they take care of everything. Thanks to Legacy Box, all of our family's histories can live on. Digital clarity, no degradation. It's wonderful. You're protecting your memories. You can check that off your list for your spring cleaning to-do list with Legacy Box. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Thank you, Legacy Box.
Look, preserving this is a tattoo machine.
Yeah. And as my family likes to say, Rob, preserving the heritage, because it's not hate, it's heritage.
That's right. I know, Mike, your family is interested in saving photographs and wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
These are all the important things for your family.
Absolutely. Very, very exciting.
Okay, CBS, you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, they're catching it this week, man. They
But you know what they've done by catching it, so-called, is they're re-airing the Billy Joel concert this in its entirety this Friday night, which sounds like a nice gesture until you realize what they've done is they've got content they've already paid for that has been talked about. I don't think it was on purpose, but I do think it was opportunistic. It was trending all day yesterday.
Now,
so
when
they get
you say, let me interrupt you for a second, because when you say opportunistic, are you saying that the reacting to the crisis by airing it again was opportunistic, or
the way
it was planned all along?
It was not planned all along, I don't think, but the way they're attacking it is they were on everybody's mind yesterday because this special was cut off. The first thing they said is you can go stream it if you pay for our service. And then they reveal, wait, we're going to roll it again this Friday in prime time. Friday night, historically one of the softest nights for television viewing. Now they've got a campaign for free that's driving everyone to it. And they already own it. So it's free. And they'll believe me, the commercials will still be there. They're going to make a killing. It's like a recycling content.
Can I give you my two cents on this? And I welcome your opinion on this, Rob, because you're the concert guy. You've seen Billy Joel in concert. The demeanor. I watched just a little bit of the streaming of it because I love Billy Joel's music.
Sure.
I really do. Did you, watching it, because I know you watched a little bit of it as well, did you get the sense of, I don't want to say phoning it in, but of low energy in that
That concert? And I see that as him being older.
Okay.
And I also see that as him being in the reason for the concert. It's his 100th night as a resident there.
Yeah.
And I mean, at least if you're touring, you've got a different city, a different venue.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a beautiful venue, but how many times? But I did find this piece of tape that I found extraordinarily entertaining. If you're peeved about Billy Joel, I'm very sorry. But this is how it aired on a local affiliate on the East Coast here. If you're watching the Billy Joel concert, it all builds up to Piano Man, and he's singing it.
And the microphone smells like a beer. And they sing it
Live from CBS 4.
That's how it was.
Your news now.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, God. Really? So CBS-y.
It you is know a CBS-ist.
The low energy question you answered, though. Yeah, imagine. I would imagine that would,
he's not low energy in the songs. The song performances are great.
And we do 3,000 shows. We come in and there's something different every day.
Every day.
Every single day, something changes. There is a dynamic that changes. The very fact that even if you're doing a standard talk show, which would be like a Letterman and stuff, where you get repeat guests and you're doing bits and stuff, you never know what's going to happen. On this show, on a podcast, where this is happening every day, it's even more so. Mm-hmm. You really don't know what's going to come your way. And the surprise is some of the most joyous moments we have, you know, like a principal member of the show just leaving.
It happens.
Go ahead. Continue, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Mike, COVID has changed.
Did I throw you for a loop?
Maybe
there,
a little bit. Yeah, you know what? And that's fun, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. For me, it is.
COVID is not what it was, but people are still working from home. Look at us.
Right.
And people are doing Zoom meetings and Zoom calls. Mm-hmm. This lady, this is to me so funny, and I think you'll like it, too, because I'm the owner of two dogs. She told her kids to be absolutely quiet during the Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so the kids are behaving, but no one gave the memo, to Fido.
So I heard you guys have good news, so I have some good
news.
Listen
to him drink water.
So if we go down below to Christine, your questions earlier about...
The dog just continually drinking water. I'll play some more.
I just need to figure out who...
By the way, that was Carla in the background there doing the Zoom meeting that she was having with one of her people.
Thank
we
you,
get
Dad.
The barking. He barks his ass off when somebody comes to the door.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
even
but
Daddy.
I love that. The fact that it's just lick, lick, lick. And we have a word for that, actually, in our family. When a dog is drinking water that hard, it's called pat-em, pat-em.
Pat-em, pat-em.
Yeah. Because, no, they go, pat-em, 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 pat-em.
It That's could be worse. It could have been Sebastian, you know. That's still the greatest dog tape I've ever heard. And we made it ourselves. Rob made that with his dog. Isn't that cool?
I use surveillance equipment, as Liddy would say. And Very Mike, neat. Let us close with this. Rat trouble in New York City. Really bad. Getting worse.
Okay.
And at least they're able to combat it.
In its war on rats, New York City now plans to deploy rodent birth control that comes in the form of salty pellets, which will hopefully be more effective than their last idea. Teeny tiny condoms.
And they bought those at the Irish store.
The Irish store. Very nice. Yes. Here you go. Yeah. Tired of finding those magnums. Tired of seeing those oversized things that just don't fit you. For God's sake, you could bring a family of eight in there. Welcome. Welcome to the Irish Heritage Store, where we give you teeny tiny leprechaun size condoms for
and
you.
Remember, Mike, it's not hate, it's heritage.
It's heritage, yes, sir. There's our flag right over there. And of course, the gold harp right next to the teeny, teeny, tiny condoms. Hey, we'll be back. Want to thank Rob Mayer.
Yes.
Rob will be up at the Mohegan Sun Casino Hotel in Ledyard, Connecticut, the Central Connecticut, big casino up there with David Koechner. Great show, funny show, coming to a city near you soon. Thank you to Rob Mayer for joining us.
RobMayer.com, Mike. I just want to mention RobMayer.com. Check out his podcast, too. He likes
Check it out. And the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page up and running. Any questions you have about the RSS feed, about getting the bonus shows, about getting on track with everything we offer to you, go to the Mike O'Mara Show page on Facebook for any questions you might have, and people will get back to you right away. For Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.